Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Daniel chapter 9, we were taught to pray for God's mercies, not for our good, but for His glory. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now that takes us into verses 16 through 18 here of Daniel's prayer. He says, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, the holy mountain, because for our sins and for our iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, says, but for thy great mercies. Now, Daniel's appeal to God in these verses is not according to Israel's righteousnesses, because she had none. Rather, it's upon God's mercy, and it's for His name's sake. That's why we pray for Jesus' sake, or in Jesus' name. The world knows us as your people and city, Daniel's saying. And we are a reproach. We are repulsive. We are regrettable. And so, Lord, the deliverance is not as much for us as it is that your name, that you got by taking us from Egypt, is now also shamed to the world by our sin. Now, my friend, no matter how rightly we divide the Word of God, worldly lifestyles shame, degrade, and bring disgrace to the church and its message. Sinful lifestyles, worldly-minded Christians, are an insult to the Lord. We give the world more reasons to reject our Redeemer. Do not these verses here in verses 16 and 17 remind us of Psalms 122, verses 6 through 9? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. And that's how Daniel is praying here, essentially. He's seeking the good of Israel for the sake of the name of the Lord. I imagine he is praying right now in this prayer facing the holy city from his place in Babylon. In 2 Chronicles 6 and 7, they were instructed to pray that way. And he's praying, although he knows the city lies in ruins and there is no temple there. My friend, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So God's name is defamed as long as His temple and His people are a reproach. And so God is being asked by Daniel to reverse the situation for the sake of God's glory alone. And yet, although that is what Daniel wants from a sincere heart, we also need to see what else is here. That is, we must repent. We must confess our sins. We must humble ourselves. We must also see that although God's mercy is so very great, a life that is in ruins today, morally, emotionally, or spiritually, can be rebuilt and restored. But we must have faith to believe that. His face can shine once again on the sanctuary of your heart and your life. And you can cease being desolate of the eternal. But my friend, it's not just God's glory alone if you're unwilling to repent, confess, and humble yourself and seek God's mercy. Yes, my friend, you may have gone through the very depths of sin, the very worst. And yet, God can lift you out of that. Oh, there might be a pastor that fell into sin, immorality, and he won't be able to be a preacher again, a pastor again. But even at that, he can be restored to a greater intimacy with God than he ever had and be used mightily of God in other ways. But you do it for his righteousness and his glory's sake because you know his mercies are great. You and I, my friend, do not deserve the forgiveness of God nor restoration when we have failed. But praise God, he does it. Our part is found in Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2, where it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." Don't be so worldly minded, my friend, that you know heavenly good. Get your heart on things above. Meditate in the Word. Get into the Word. Remember, it was the worldly mind and the worldly desires that brought about the regrets for Israel and the regrets that have come in your own life. The promise of fun and fulfillment was a lie. And now as the payday comes and you're reaping what you sow and you see the failure and the brokenness. Just realize you can turn back to the Lord and find forgiveness. And find that even if it's in a different capacity, he can still use you again. And that takes us into verse 19, which is the concluding verse of this prayer. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do, defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. He says, O, four different times in this one verse. And it's the same as saying, please, I beseech you with everything I've got. It's even at the point of, I beg. You see, this word, O, is a word that throws itself totally on the mercy of to the one it's addressing. And here, it's addressing God. And it's thrown himself completely on God's mercy. And notice the request. Forgive. That is pardon. It's not something we deserve. It's a pardon. It's given out of the grace of the giver. It's a word that admits, I'm wrong. I need mercy, not rights. Have you approached the Lord in this humbleness of mind? I'm not sure you want God to give you your just deserts, because if he did, you, my friend, just like me, would be in hell. God does not weigh our good against our bad, because if he did, every one of us would go to hell. The word hearken means to pay close attention. Actually, it has the idea of when an animal hears a noise and he perks up his ears to listen. Perhaps you've been in the house, you got a little dog in the house, and all of a sudden lifts his head up, those ears go straight up. The emphasis here is that idea of hearken. It is attentiveness, or giving undivided attention, just like that dog suddenly has his attention drawn to something he's heard. And so, Daniel's saying, please, Lord, hearken to my prayer. Pay close attention and do. Defer not what I am requesting according to your will. Why? For his own sake, for God's sake. Because the city and people are called by God's name. And right now, It's a joke with the world. Look what God did for his people. Ask God to do a great work at your church. And by the way, if you're a regular listener, ask him to do a great work at my church, Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. But ask God to do a great work at your church because of his namesake. Because the word is not compromised. Because it's not about us. It's about his word. Perhaps we don't have revival and answered prayer simply because we lack the fervency and the desperation that Daniel has here. You know, meetings can be well attended in a revival meeting, and many can come forward. But 3 months later, there's no witness. There's no separation. There's no faithfulness. And again, it goes back to just like the book of Jeremiah mentioned those pastors. Modern psychological preaching is designed to make people feel good without instilling in them the fear of God. That kind of preaching is the mother of false hope, false security, and false religion, my friend. Now, understand that people fall because they're tempted. Churches fall. These pastors go in these directions because they're tempted. They're tempted with an easy way out. They're tempted with prosperity. They're tempted with other things. In every temptation, just tell yourself, God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing, and he knows what I'm thinking. And I'm going to give an account how I exercise my free will in this matter. Why do anything that you would not want God to know? Because he's omnipresent. He's here. You can't hide. He's all-knowing. He's omniscient. Why do anything that you don't want him to know? Because he knows it. You cannot escape your accountability to God, my friend. So if you're a Christian, live your life in such a way that you can give an account with joy. Don't make empty decisions. Too often we hear of revival decisions, great meetings, but it's really a sham and a lie. Were the people serious while they made these decisions? Oh, yes, they were seriously emotional. But there was no character. Let me show you what I mean. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is thou shouldest not vow, but thou shouldest vow and not pay. Now, he doesn't say don't make vows unto God. A vow unto God is an act of worship and love of God. But it's a fool who makes a vow and then does not follow up on it. And that's not because I call you a fool. That's what the Bible says. God's word is always right. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.